creates a few of our important themes. I mentioned we need public mobilization and we need mobilization among our lawmakers, and then we need that transnational coordination. And I'm looking for examples that give us what Darren was talking about, the bottom up as well as the top down, and the promise of institutionalization that we've all been touching on. So here's something that makes me very optimistic. So if we go a year ago, it was actually March 24th last year, congressional hearings in my country, in the United States, we had one congresswoman, Anna Eshoo, who spoke at that hearing. It was on disinformation. And she said at that hearing that she was going to introduce, quote, an act to ban micro-targeting in political advertising. And then if we fast forward to the year 2022, just earlier this year in January, Congresswoman Eshoo, Congresswoman Joukowsky, Senator Cory Booker, they introduced a bill that was called Banning Surveillance Advertising. Now, other things have been happening in between those two points. In the summer of 2021, a who's who of global civil rights and human rights groups introduced to the European Parliament a petition. And that petition was called a petition to ban surveillance advertising. And that same summer, 2021, a congresswoman from the United States Congress, a member of the European Parliament, Alexandra Giza, these two got together and had a public event on the subject of banning surveillance-based advertising. And then we roll up to the early fall of 2021, and we have another civil rights organization in the United States called Accountable Tech, and they submitted a petition to our Federal Trade Commission, which oversees privacy issues, because we don't have a federal privacy office. And they introduced a petition for rulemaking that would, quote, ban surveillance advertising. So here we have something quite extraordinary. And we end up just recently, as the European Parliament was concluding its final amendments to the Digital Services Act, a little over a month ago. And in one of those amendments, which did stand and has stood so far, there is a specific amendment that will begin by banning surveillance advertising for children, but also extends to including the current stipulations of Article 9.1, which would also ban most kinds of surveillance-based data collection from adults as well. So here we have one example, banning surveillance advertising. It's not the whole apple. It's not everything that we need to do, but it is a kind of, arrow at the heart of the original foundations of surveillance capitalism. And the key thing that we see here is that this institution of surveillance capitalism has made us believe that it is inevitable. This is also a theme that Darren introduced, the idea that everything we're experiencing is somehow a technology story, intractable, inexorable, foreordained. Well, of course, that's all gaslighting. That's all propaganda. Nothing could be further from the truth. This is not a technology story. It's a power story. And nothing here is inevitable. And what we see here in this example that I've given you is the shift, which is going to be essential to move this grassroots and top-down new collaboration. The shift is from accepting inevitability with resignation and indignation, but nonetheless sort of stoop shoulders. And on the other hand, understanding that what was settled can be unsettled. What was undiscussable can be discussed. What was inevitable can be undone. And it really is not that hard once we understand that. And I just wanted to add before I leave you that I believe in this so strongly, and that this is the moment. I just wanted it to share with all of you listening today that I've recently undertaken to co-chair a new entity called the International Observatory on Information and Democracy. The aim here is to integrate research and real-world developments in the information and democracy space for easy translation to lawmakers and to policymakers all over the world in every country, to be a resource for transnational collaboration. And I look forward to working with the UN. I look forward to working with many of you. And I'm just sharing this because it is a statement of how much I believe that this is within our grasp, but we have to act now. Thank you so much.